Greatest country in the world?
Why isn't
it? Not the greatest country in the world, Professor. That's my answer.
You're saying?
Yes.
You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're gonna tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And you got you, sorority girl. Just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. One of them is, there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you, nonetheless, are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Sure used to be. You stood up for what was right. Fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chests. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured disease early, cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars. Acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't care so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step to solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore.
Of his hatred that he has spread, that he's never going to get back, spending all that time spreading bullshit, literally. I mean, my best friend's a pig farmer, and he don't spread that much shit. Welcome
all
back!
Right. Welcome back. You're listening to A Muslim and a Catholic Wake Up in America. I'm your host, Issa, and Cal, thank you for that. That almost brought a tear to my eye. That really did. Coming back in our second hour, we have a returning guest, and always a pleasure. Ole, 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 ole! Demogard is with us.
So yo.
And he brought a friend with him, Mr. Zen Gardner. And hello. Now, go ahead and remind us. Ole Demogard has made hundreds of international radio interviews and is totally dedicated to revealing the New World Order agenda, including false flag operations all over the world. And he is not here to spread. Instead, his goal is to prevent the global elite.
Ole's got another one. His name's Tom Trento. There you go. There's a false flag.
we'll let our guests give their professional opinions of that one there. From turning the beautiful world into a controlled, fearful place, we all deserve so much better. It's time to stop the madness and heal it all with love. That's what we need. A great big hug. Cal needs a hug. He's been having a tough couple of weeks here. Then we also have Mr. Zen Gardner. Zen began his online writing and blogging 8 years ago after a lifelong quest for truth and several major life changes. His focus is empowering humanity to reach its full potential in consciousness, awareness, and its resilient activation. I don't get that one there. You have to explain that one to me. He writes on a variety of subjects, from forbidden knowledge and are manipulated spiritual and historical context to current political events, an effort to dismantle old mindsets in order to encourage the awakening of human consciousness and bringing meaningful change to the world that's under full frontal attack by powers that seek to deny humanity its health, freedom, and ultimate discovery of who they truly are. Now, Mr. Zen, are you from another planet?
I think so. I've kind of come to that conclusion myself.
Because us humans, we don't think that way.
Hold on. I gotta ask Zen. If you're from another planet, is it better there, and how do I get there?
Can we buy a ticket? You know?
Yeah.
Please.
You get there as soon as possible.
I'm willing to sell my ex-wife.
Yeah.
What, all five of them?
No, I'm not Mormon. I'm Catholic. Anyways, actually, Zen, if you don't mind, I do actually have a question, because in your bio there that Issa was reading, it said that you basically had a turning point in your life. I had my own several years ago.
It was at a strip club.
Yeah. As any of our listeners know, I'm a two-time cancer champion.
Yoo-hoo!
My last bout with cancer at that time, I was a single parent of five, and I was told Woo-hoo! I had less than a 10% chance of surviving my surgeries.
Wow.
So, that put a lot of the whole world into perspective for me.
That's right.
So I would like to know if you know where your turning point was and what really brought things around for you.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm from the Woodstock generation, so I went through, grew up in the 50s, then I went through the whole social revolution, then I had a big wake up during college, during those tumultuous years, and I, with the help of some psychedelics and studying a lot of mysticism, things changed real big, and then I decided to get the hell out of America.
America, and, that's right.
And by the way, you could use that for your Mino name, you know?
Yeah.
Merkin in name only.
Yeah, Merkin in name only.
And you could give out Mino acid.
That's better than placebos. That's
yeah.
See, Issa, these are the kind of guests I like.
And, it's okay for us to get dirty every now and then, Cal.
No. You get dirty.
That's right. It's
somewhere
okay.
else.
Sorry. And then traveling the world, I lived in a lot of countries, raised my family overseas, and when I came back to the States, I mean, there's different spiritual changes that I went through, and coming back to the States, I decided to raise some money, and I got sucked into the whole treadmill for a few years, and then I had to break out of that, but I think it was the 9/11 event that just shocked me out of my shoes to realize that this is all or nothing at this point. That,
yeah.
That you know, the country has been demolished. I mean, that's nothing but pure occult symbolism in that whole event. But the country's been demolished, and I've got my wife and I have 8 kids and 16 grandkids between us. And what kind of world are they going to grow up in? What's going to happen?
You're Irish then, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
To have that many kids and grandkids, you'd have to be Irish.
No, or Muslim. Or Muslim. There's only Irish, Mexicans, and Muslims have that many kids.
I've got me Irish blood in me, yes, I do.
Right.
And I'm also half Scotch.
Oh, well, there we go.
And that got me, that told me it's time. I've got to go 110% active, yep, and dedicate my life to it, because it's the future of mankind. It's our children, our brothers, our sisters. The world's getting murdered by these complete maniacs. It's just an awful thing to witness.
Yeah.
But we can't just sit here and take it. That's just insane.
I can't understand
anybody who has not activated. I'm just losing my patience, because it's all or nothing now.
Right. That's why
people just continue business as usual. It's just that's complete insanity.
Issa and I have actually gone to the point where, like I said, I wasn't joking earlier, we pay out of our income to get the word out. We don't have any money coming in other than our personal businesses. You know, we've built this show between the two of us Luckily, we brought Loki on. He's helped us out a lot. But actually, I have a question for both Ole and you, Zen. It's kind of a long, drawn-out one, so I'll give each of you a little bit of a time to deal with. Issa and I have actually, well, more me, but Issa has come. He didn't believe me at first. And over the course of our show, he's kind of come to realize that I'm right on this. So
he is.
I'm
going to
give you both an opportunity because we've all seen what's going on in the world, and we've seen how the overall mental education of people has just gone down. Now, realistically, in both of your estimations, what percentage of this world are complete morons at this point?
Marcus,
go ahead, Ole.
Thanks for that, Sin. Get me into deep water right away.
That's right. Listen, and no lifelines.
Yeah. Did you say people or Americans?
All the world. I mean, okay. All the world
let's just stay with Americans because, to be honest with you, Europeans actually tend to be brighter than us. I mean.
I'm gonna. Okay, I got video to show you later, and you're going to agree with me again and tell me once again I'm right. It'll be said, and I'm going to record it. Cal's right.
Okay. All right. Please, Ole, continue.
Okay. I'm normally not somebody who points fingers calling people morons, but I tell you one thing.
Let's PC this, Cal, because you PC okay. is not in your... So to make Ole more comfortable,
education.
Those who lack...
Education.
An IQ above
40.
10.
There we go.
Well, the IQ of 10 is that you can feel the difference between cold and hot water. So above that, I think it's not a matter of intelligence. It's a matter of being totally asleep and drugged down and duped. The thing is that we are up against the biggest propaganda machine the world has ever seen, and it's coming from all different directions at us, through media, through films, through music, through everything. Drugs, the water, fluorides, GMOs, you name it. I mean, we're under attack from all different directions. So I can totally understand that some people that are not so strong in themselves are just totally on their knees, not understanding what is going on and being totally asleep. But the beauty of the whole thing is that we don't need to awake everyone. Somebody said it's a matter of if 4% is awake, that is enough to get the ball rolling, to really get this whole thing into a major change. So I focus on each and every single person I meet, every single right. meeting,
but
encounter,
where,
and so on.
Where's your percentage?
It's like when I look, sometimes when I look at the world, I think, oh my God, we're lost, you know, because there's absolutely no chance. And then in my heart, I know that we're fine, that we're gonna transcend this whole thing. But how it's going to happen, I have no idea. But my intention is super focused on accomplishing it.
Okay. Where would you...
Was that an answer or was that avoiding the question?
Around,
I'm not
beat
sure.
Around the bush on that one.
I did.
You beat way around that bush.
Well, there you go.
Where do you think the percentage lies of the people that need to be awakened or re-educated or actually even just educated in what's really going on?
Who's getting the answer? The
you,
question?
You, Ole.
Could you say it again, please? How big a percentage that needs to be awake?
Yes. How big of a percentage do you feel in the world as a whole needs to be awake? Or awakened, sorry. I should use proper
English. In my point of view, all of us, it's just a matter of we are the ones who have to wake the rest of them up because there's so many so deep asleep that it's up to us. I mean, anyone that wakes up has a big responsibility to pass it forward and spread the awakeness. Because if not, we're going down the drains.
Well, more what I'm referring to is like, okay, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's been a big thing going on YouTube and Facebook, videos getting passed around, that people can't even so much as answer how long it takes to go 80 miles at 80 miles per hour. No, this I'm not laughing here.
No, these it's are, true.
You know, so I, that's we're I've come up with a belief.
You know,
structure.
I didn't want to believe it before, to be honest with you, Cal. I mean, Cal said it right. I did not want to believe that, that the levels of intelligence. I mean, you look at our country and you look at some of the, I mean, the stuff that we've been able to create, to invent, you know, over the years. I mean, the innovations, the manufacturings, the, you know, the infrastructure. I mean, you look at this stuff and you don't want to believe that. What?
Okay.
Loki, stop it. Hold on. You don't want to believe. I refuse to believe.
Issa.
What?
Zen's turn to speak, and you will keep rambling.
You know, there was a video. I don't know if you saw it. It's been running around. I think it's Mark Dice did it in San Diego. He's interviewing people. What is Independence Day? What is July 4th? Did you see it?
Yep.
It's a perfect example of what you're saying.
The
degree of ignorance and complete dumbed down nature of people is absolutely mind boggling. You know this woman, Charlotte Isabite, she wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
Yeah.
If you haven't,
I haven't read the book, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, she worked for the Reagan administration. She knows what happened to the whole education system. People are getting screwed over, just like Ole's saying, so bad. Never mind the fluoride in the water and the chemtrails and GMOs. I mean, it is a full-scale, full-spectrum warfare against humanity.
So what's your percentage then?
Well, I would say I don't think people who are actually fully awake is very small percentage, 4 or 5% maybe. But what I'm very encouraged about it is the aspect that it's happening. It's a continuum of awakening. It's not awake or not awake.
Right.
And people are waking up. You know, people are losing their finances. They're losing their jobs, losing their homes, or like you had a really close brush with your health there. Mm-hmm. Or people have near death experiences.
Right.
They have a degree of awakening at that point. Now, whether they pull together all the dots to connect them to get the big picture, at that point. That may take some time. Some people it comes crashing in really fast and they get it.
Right.
But it takes time to start to see. You know, you connect the political, the geopolitical, you know, the health issues, the all the occult stuff going on, and the Freemasonry and the Zionists and all the forces at play. Because that's pretty scary stuff. People think, well, that's too discouraging. Why are you into that dark stuff? Well, I'm sorry, but information is empowerment. It is not discouraging. Well, you just have to have the guts to go right through it, face it for what it is, and come out the other side. And that, I think, it's the implication that it's going to require action on their part and a change in lifestyle that people throw the brakes on so hard. But in America, it is really a sad, sad state.
My God. Have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
Look at how many people, how many hours Americans spend in front of the TV. If they spent those hours talking to their neighbor, taking care of their kids, planting a garden. I mean, goodness sake.
Sharpening their machetes.
Yeah. I spend them working on
cars. For the ritual beheadings that apparently all of us Muslims love to do.
Now Zen, I've actually developed a percentage. Okay. When Issa and I first started, even before this show, I told him that we were fighting 78%. So that left 22% to fight 78%. Well, over the time that we've been doing this show and everything, that percentage has actually risen a little. And right now, I can actually go out there and demographically show we are fighting 82%. So right now, until we get the word out there, people like Ole, Zen, myself, Issa, Loki.
Not me. Remember, I hate all infidels. I want to kill everybody.
We need to spread our numbers. We need to get our numbers up there and get more people
and become Muslim, marry four wives, and have as many kids as you want. There we go. And we can educate them how we want.
You know, when you guys were talking before, my blood was boiling with this guest you had on earlier, but this whole charade and what they've done to this Islamophobia, you know, Albert Pike, right? You know who he is?
Yes, I do.
He's the Freemason way back in the 1800s. Yep. He said there was going to be they're going to have this Christian-Muslim conflict and bring in the Zionists, and this whole thing was programmed to happen the way it is. Who's this guy that, John Hagee, is he the guy spreading this Islamophobia in the churches? Have you heard that name?
Yeah.
They're teaching Christians now that Islam is the Antichrist. It is the spirit of Antichrist, and they are believing it. They're believing it. It's the mark of the beast now. I mean, they're actually falling for this bullshit. It is hard to fathom. And, you know, tell me where Jesus said, go and murder half the world. You know, it's
nowhere.
It's a little hard to find anywhere in the book called the Bible, you know. It's just, anyway. But you know what? Another thing about that is the Scofield Bible, for any Christians listening, that's where they introduced Zionism the first time.
And
you can research that online and have a real eye-opener where they interjected this whole thing of the sanctity of Israel and all this phony baloney stuff that set up the whole thing for World War II to create the Zionist state. I mean, it's all in the history. Anybody can find it. But that's how they got the Christians through the Scofield Bible. That was the first inroad, just for anybody.
Well, you know what's interesting? I mean, Herzog is the 1913, the originator of Zionism. But the word Zionism, it's just an English word that was created to describe. And a lot of Christians, and particularly a lot of our Christian listeners, know this as well. They study their own Bible. And in the Old Testament and the New Testament, it warns about Zionists. In the Old Testament, Leviticus, it warns about them by telling the Jews that they are not allowed to have their own land until the second coming, that they were cursed to wander the world without their own land until the second coming. And it warns of them trying to take their own land twice in the history of mankind. And that was once done before during the Romans, after the Romans, and was taken from them. And then again, now we're at it again, a second time in 1947. So it was, you know, this Herzog created the word Zionism, but in the New Testament, it even says it in the New Testament as well. It even says, you will know them by their works, for they worship at the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah, exactly.
And so if we look at Israel and we see the actions of the Israeli government as well as the IDF, and we see the inhumane acts of genocide, not war, but genocide that they are committed upon Christian and Muslim Palestinians in West Bank and Gaza, then we see them for their works, according to what the Bible says. But of course, the Quran also talks about them as well. The Islamic faith also talks about them, not as in Jews, as in the true believers of the Torah, but as in those who worship what is now known as the Talmud, which clearly says in there that Jesus and Mary are both boiling in hell right now in semen and feces.
Yeah, no, it's insane. Those teachings are off the charts. What was I going to say?
And just real quick, let me just interject one other thing. It's completely, I mean, their whole ideology between the Zionists in Israel, the Illuminati in Europe, and the Masons in America, they're nothing but devil worshippers. Their sole agenda is to completely disunify us as human beings, completely separate us, enslave us, because they believe in the false lie of Satan that they will inherit the earth when the final battle between God and the devil allegedly happens.
Okay, I have both a question for Ole and Zen to answer. Now, you guys have both been doing this quite a while, and, you know, I used to, but then I had to raise my family, and now that my kids are older, I'm kind of back in, you know, doing the show with Issa. Issa's been big for a long time. Ole, Zen, I would like you to kind of help our listeners with this question that I have for you. What would each of you recommend to our listeners to help spread the education and awakening to bring the world to a better place? Ole?
I would say start following your heart instead of following what you're being told. In your heart, you always know the truth. You know what is right and what is wrong. Your soul will tell you. If you hurt someone inside you, there will be a voice that tells you, this is no good. You might be able to suppress that voice. You might be able to, the more violent act or wrong acts you do, you might be able to suppress that with alcohol or drugs to push the feelings down. But inside you, your soul knows what is right and wrong. I would say the more true we become to that voice and start listening, it's a quiet voice. You need to train yourself to start listening to it if you haven't done that for a long time. But once you do that, you will find out that we're set up with a beautiful human being set up with a guiding system inside us that will guide us on the right path. And that path says, do not hurt anyone else. You know,
beautiful.
Don't kill, don't hurt. Treat other people with respect and dignity. Treat them like you want to be treated yourself, and spread kindness, spread acts of joy and passion and beauty around you. And you will create not an easy life always, because if you choose this, I mean, you can look at it through history, people that have stood up for peace and beauty and truth and all of these things, they've hanged them up on crosses, they've stoned them, they've chopped them up in small little pieces and so on. Nobody says this is an easy road, but it is the road to walk for all of us, in my opinion. And I do everything I can to live by example and do that.
Thank you, Ole. That was very, very well put. Zen?
That's beautiful. I totally second that. A big part of it that I like to tell people is to disengage, first of all. Let go of attachments that you already know are not good for you. And take one step at a time. Like they say,
no.
The boat.
No.
The boat.
No.
That's nothing compared to the big stuff.
Okay.
But
okay.
People, they already know they shouldn't be in the big banks. They already know, and they don't get off their duffs to do anything about it.
Firefighter Credit Union, 20 years.
Kelsey right. Credit Union, 26 years, 7, somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah. But some people, they just can't. They got cement shoes, I say. They can't make the move. But like that expression I like to use is the rudder can't take effect until the boat's in motion. And people are waiting for something. They're waiting for this. They're waiting for a leader. They're waiting for that. And they're so disempowered, they've been groomed that way. And the media, as Ole was saying, they reinforce this disempowerment to where people can hardly move. But if people start just detaching from so much stuff, so much junk, you know, you don't own things, things own you. That's a known spiritual principle since time immemorial.
I have a car addiction, man. I can't give that up. Hey, you should see these beautiful works that I create.
Is that you know, we're actually having
what's coming, Cal, is going to help you give up a lot of stuff.
When the shit hits the fan,
everybody's going to be.
Actually, I'm prepared.
We keep telling our listeners, every penny extra you got, one ounce silver bars and gold bars. Buy them, guys.
There you go.
Here's the sad thing, guys. Okay, because you know we're all having a good time, all of us. Right, we're having a good time. We're having a good conversation, and we're actually talking about solutions.
Yes.
To real world problems. Mm-hmm. Do you know the number of listeners dropped? Not significantly, but there are numbers of listeners that were on here before when the hate monger was here.
Yeah.
And this is the problem, is that as much as
Issa, that's because it's like watching NASCAR. They don't watch for the race. They watch for the crashes.
Correct. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Same thing what happened with boxing. The reason why boxing went the way of the dodo pretty much is because there wasn't enough knockouts. People were waiting for knockouts. That's what they were writing. All right. I mean, that's what they were watching for. But there lies the problem. And it's a combination of things that sometimes I wonder how we're going to be able to fix it. Because intellect isn't just, you know, one of the listeners here was talking about how they had issues with math, this, that, or the other. We're not talking about intellect like that, because intellect that you learn from a book does not teach you tolerance. Intellect from a book does not teach you love or how to coexist, okay? It doesn't teach you that. Common sense intelligence teaches you that. And when we talk about ignorance and stupidity and the dumbing down of America, it's a combination of both intellectually book smarts and intellectually common sense smarts. That's what we have happening in the world as a whole.
That and, like, you know, okay, the social experiment I did, oh God, months ago, about everybody going out of their comfort zone and
this is such a sore subject for me. Why do you keep bringing this one up?
I wasn't going to bring that part up, Issa.
Okay, thank you. Please don't.
Stop.
That's a touchy situation there.
But I did a social experiment where I wanted people that were either atheist, agnostic, or religious, either one, to go out of your comfort zone and go look at another religion. Do a little bit of studying, and let's try to find a common thread that we could all work from. I got a lot of nasty messages, some very, very hateful ones. But at the same time, I did have a few people that wouldn't have normally gone out of their way other than me asking them to do this, that went and studied other religions of their own. Some people had to go to some very obscure religions to do this because they had already studied so many religions in their life, Isa. But the one common thread that we found that all religions teach, and more people need to teach this in their homes for others so that our children can grow up with the understanding, was compassion. Compassion is the biggest thing that I believe is going to help turn our world around and bring this 82% number much lower. I would like to see it down to 34%. You know, Zen, Ole, I just have to say, there is a statistic out there that actually proves that the 1980s were the best time in America altogether. Racism at its lowest, economy was still at its highest point. Now we've downturned since then? How? How is this possible that the 1980s of all time in America was the best time?
Society is not progressing very, very clearly.
No, we're regressing is the problem.
If you stop for a second and imagine, there's a quote I
can't
remember.
Wake up, Ole. Wake up.
I am here, but you are talking all the time.
I've actually been behaving myself, so I don't want to hear that. I have been behaving myself.
Well, you still are, though.
I am the headliner.
Yeah. But just imagine how simple it would be to solve the world's problems. You stop the geoengineering. You stop the adulteration of food. You revamp the whole money system so it's not based on usury,
right,
and manipulation. Now it's loaning to countries massive amounts if they follow their plan. So it's nothing but centralized control, the New World Order, and all that stuff. And, you know, the banking system's been behind all the wars. Eliminate that. There's a much better way to connect and interact commercially. But it would be so simple to turn it around. Why isn't it that way? Well, it's because this ruling elite, whatever you want to call them, they have no empathy. They don't care. It's the exact opposite of the thing you're saying, Cal. We want to teach people, and what Ole is saying, people need to have love and compassion.
Exactly.
Well, it's not getting reinforced. It's being squashed by this absolute hierarchy of manipulators who installed these actual social engineered programs to create people the way they are. Now there's just like thinking. It's like the Roman days, you know, the bread and circus.
Right.
They watch the football game, the military is flying over, they give all this honor to the soldiers who they treat like crap anyway when they get home. Yep. It's so hypocritical, and people are painted in war paint, freaking out of their minds, and that's their weekend thing, and then they go back to their cubicle the rest of the week. Yep. It's insane. It's a way of life that is bound to self-destruct. And unless they wake up, which is that's what it's all about, is waking people up. And if people would only talk to somebody else, and they talk to... or two people, and someone else talks to two people, I think the calculation is you've covered the earth in a day or two. It's like,
and this is exactly what I said to Tom, you know, if you listened there towards the end. And Cal and I, we get into this all the time, but Cal, I know, agrees with me on this, because he does it from time to time as well. We don't debate with idiots like that for their benefit, because like I very clearly pointed out, he's too well paid. Because I remember him in 2013.
You should have seen his studio.
Listen. In 2013, he and I butted heads.
My office
in 2013. And what he had was literally a desk with somebody that sat across from him and a cell phone that he recorded it. That was it. That's just 2 years. That's all. Now look at him. He's got two very professional producers. He's got that huge screen TV board behind him that pops up, you know, all kinds of graphics and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I purposefully mentioned these things because I knew Tom Trento when he was nobody recording with a cell phone, you know, doing his Islamophobia. So as I told him, and this can be applied to racist, this can be applied to nationalist, this can be applied to, they have different levels. They have basically three levels.
Yeah.
You have your low-level Islamophobes or your low-level racists. These are people that want to make the big money. All right. Then, and these are for us, the people we kind of deal with is like causing fitna. It's this little low level nobody, you know, that writes stupid little articles every now and then. He's got a total of 10 followers. All right. Then, and that's where Tom Trento used to be. All right. But now, then you got your mid level. Now, these people are like Tom Trento, for example, is a mid level. All right. Then you have your, and they don't want to just stay there. See, they want to move up into the high level, the high roller haters. And this is the Pam Gellers and the Robert Spencers, the people that are making $500 to $1 million a year.
Hate sells, man.
Just hating.
Hate sells, anger sells, and fear sells, believe it or not.
Now Olay did not give me his interpretation of the first guest.
Olay, olay, olay. I listen. I am here. It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning, guys.
I know, buddy. I know.
24 hours.
Poor guy's about to fall over.
Since this guy was very, I know. I really think he knows that he's full of it, because these things that he was quoting and so on. I mean, come on, guys. If you really look into it, that is absolute bullshit. What he was talking about. So. The whole idea is some people believe in things that are not true, but they really believe it, so I can respect them for their point of view and so on. But when it comes to somebody like this former guest, I really think that he was there to mess it up, be well paid, to manipulate the minds of people, to get totally off course and start blaming each other instead of seeing what's actually going on, you know, spread the fear, spread the hate, and get the attention away from the people behind the curtains pulling the strings.
Well, you know, it's like, because whenever I try to steer the conversation to talk about what really is important, because realistically, my faith, your faith, Cal's faith, none of that should really, particularly here in America, for example, really should matter. It shouldn't matter what our faiths are. What should matter is the wars. What should matter is the starving children in our streets. What should matter is our returning vets and the high number, 22 vets a day are committing suicide. The fact that what, 72% of the homeless are vets in this country. 72% of the homeless are vets.
Here's the biggest problem that we have to fight. With somebody like Tom and everybody else that's spreading it, you tell a lie enough, it becomes
truth, obviously.
Right.
And if you pay me well enough,
I'll spread as many lies as you want because I have no morals.
Right, right.
I'll say anything.
Right.
Exactly.
Look at Sean Hannity. What is Hannity worth? About $50 million a year? Just for spreading complete garbage?
Yeah. Even when they get caught. Riding high
or Rush Limbaugh?
Cal tried to back him into a corner because he was caught in lies. Tom Trento was caught in lies. All right, and what did he do? He did the politician.
He skated so far around that.
He did the Muhammad Ali shuffle. He danced around it.
He went so far around it, the Potomac was shorter.
and therein lies the test. And this is a very simple test. You don't have to have an IQ of 140. You don't have to have common sense of a streetwise, you know, a Brooklyn thug. You know, you don't have to have this kind of stuff, okay?
Or
just common
Irish
sense.
Catholic beach
Look
bum.
At those that are willing to answer your questions, willing to talk to you.
Directly.
IQ human being directly that doesn't divert the answers, that doesn't, you know, try to shoe shuffle his way out of something, you know? And then you look at those.
Yeah, because he never did answer.
Nope. He just said, "Oh, I don't care what people think." What? We joke a lot. Cal and I joke a lot, but everything we talk about on the show is factual.
Yeah.
Now we may twist it to make it funny, you know, like Ole, 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 ole. I just like saying it. It's a good name. I love the name. I really do. Plus, it's an alarm clock. You got to record me doing that and make that your alarm clock. That's what you ought to do. Okay. Hey, God bless Ole. Ole, it is 4 o'clock in the morning. This is the second time he's been a guest on our show. And real quick, before you pass out, because we have our producer. We promised our producer.
Idiot of the week coming up.
5 seconds of every show. Idiot of the week. We always have an idiot of the week. It's always a good one. It's always a doozy. We had one where some Muslim scholar in Turkey said that if you masturbate in this life, your hand will be pregnant in the next life.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. And wait a minute. He's not a scholar. He's a Muslim evangelist, like a Christian TV evangelist. Yes, we have those in our faith as well. We have those that are healing with the power of the hand. They place them on the skull and they say, "Out demons!"
In his case, it'd be healing with the power of the pregnant hand.
It gives palmistry a whole new meaning.
Oh, nice! And Zen gets 10 points on the board.
Okay, ring him up.
Oh, I gotta remember that one.
I don't have to, but I'm charitable. Every
No, you're not. If it wasn't for me, you'd still be the cranky old guy fighting those guys on the air and not laughing.
Yes, that's right. I had a very serious talk show a couple of years ago. It was called Real Political Talk with Issa. I got lots of hate mail. I got lots of death threats. Literally, I had to get the FBI involved in it. Because I had, my life was threatened. My kids' lives were threatened. They were stalking me on the internet. It was pretty bad. All because, God forbid, a Muslim have a political point of view about American politics.
So, realistically, I'm just here to make him smile a little more. And
he's the buffer.
I'm like the human shield of the virtual world for
he's
him.
He's like the gasket on a piston.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing they freak out about... it's they play it both ways, but you know, somebody says something about pro-Islam. Did you see there was a story yesterday or the day before? There's people demonstrating for ISIS, waving the ISIS flag right in front of the palace in London.
Really?
And the police are just standing by because, as you know, that's part of the plan is to create, you know, engender ISIS, make it bigger, make it the big boogeyman because Al-Qaeda was running out of steam, and they're chopping up the whole area using these guys, and you know who they're backed by.
Well, if ISIS is funded by us, they'll never die. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud?
If the people only knew, my goodness.
Trying to just come up missing?
What's that?
I said it's time for me to break fast, Cal, so go ahead and take over here.
Well, I'm just going to say point blank, with what my business pays in taxes alone, I know I'm funding them for at least the next 40 years.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Well, Zen...
What's really amazing, and this is another manifestation of the awakening, there's news stories right, left, and center from all over the world where they're caught, the U.S. is caught dropping supplies to the...
Oh,
so-called
no.
ISIS.
Those were,
eight
those
times.
Were, hold on.
Eight
hold on.
Times.
Those were
Israel
mistakes.
Supplying, putting those, them in the Israeli no, clinics. Those, Turkey's supplying. Sorry.
Those were mistakes. They landed in the wrong spot, we swear.
Due to bunny ears.
No, we weren't ready. We weren't ready. Wrong spot. Oh, we made such a horrible mistake.
We're going to end up in Guantanamo Bay. We're not ready yet, so please use the bunny ears, when you say things like that.
They can shoot a cruise missile down an air vent.
Bunny ears!
From 20 miles away. 20 miles away. Zen, Ole, if you'd like to hang out here for a minute, it is time for Loki Idiot of the Week. This is brought to you by More Better's Peanut Butter and Badger Aquarium.
Okay.
Where I get all of my peanut butter and badger and burlap bag supplies.
Yeah.
Mike Greppy.
Well, I'm not quite sure who the idiot of the week is going to be. I will let you be the judge of this.
Hold on, he's just about to die.
It's only going to get worse. Pittsburgh man charged with robbery of a bank with a sex toy.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Okay. This guy, I'll get the name here in a second, actually robbed the bank using a sex toy.
Did they specify which one? Because, I mean, some of them damn things look pretty damn scary that I've seen.
Well, you'll just have to listen in and find out. The bomb squad blew up a briefcase and other suspicious items in a Pittsburgh man's car Monday afternoon.
Was he going to a party?
No, bank. He had to make a withdrawal.
After he robbed a bank. Aaron Stein, 35, faces a preliminary hearing June 25th in Allegheny County District Court on 9 felony counts, including aggravated assault, robbery, threatening to use a weapon of mass destruction, and the unusual charge of possessing a facsimile of a weapon of mass destruction, according to court documents.
They misspelled. That's weapon of ass destruction.
Yeah. The last one would be the vibrator.
See? There it is.
They actually called that a weapon of mass destruction?
Yes.
They did.
Oh, hey, what are you drinking, Hennessy? What are you drinking over there?
That sounds anti-Catholic to me.
Why
is this going on? He's drinking absolute vodka. Look, he's drinking absolute at 4 o'clock in the morning. No wonder he's been up for 24 hours. Olay, what are you doing? All right, I'm sorry. Back to your...
It's holy
your
water.
Your fallacy used weapon of mass destruction to rob a bank.
Stein was arrested after the PNC Bank of Pittsburgh suburb of Crafton was robbed and an undisclosed amount of money was taken on Monday. Crafton Police Chief Mark Sumpner told NBC station WPXI that Stein stated that he had a bomb, showed the teller wires hanging from under his shirt, and demanded cash. The robber drove off in a white Toyota, which pulled over on a ramp northbound Interstate 79 by Robertson Township Police.
Okay, I just have to say here. First off, I can't even be mad at him. He robbed a PNC bank. They deserve it. I'm just going to say that. The second is, I'm wondering if he got away far enough because they can't disclose the amount of money that, like, a sex toy shop was just around the corner and he'd already spent some of that. Or if they were just laughing so hard that they couldn't count.
Yeah, I don't know. Officers found the money in a garbage bag and that was beneath the front seat. They found a device Stein is accused of having used to rob the bank. A makeshift box that he made out of black tape, a vibrator, and a cell phone. The bomb squad dog checked the device and the briefcase that the officers found in the car. Both were detonated as a precaution, police said. So there is your idiot of the week.
Yeah, because you don't know how much damage a vibrator and a cell phone can do. I'm just saying.
I think it should have been like a blonde woman. At least the heading would have been better.
Oh.
Bimbo with dildo robs bank.
Yeah.
I want to let you know that we're all going to hell for that one.
You're still trying to recover.
I'm still recovering from the Badger Emporium.
Aquarium. Aquarium.
Come up with that.
I don't know.
That was a stroke of comedic genius. And most people don't even understand. That's why literally, one of my lungs came out. I laughed so hard, I had to suck it back in. All right. Real quick, we're getting to the point we're going to start winding down the show. Ole, what do you have new coming up? What's coming up for you?
Well, for me personally, I'm on my way to Norway in Sweden to do a tour there. I've been thinking about almost start something that is called like terror tourism, to take people to the sites of so-called terror acts, but totally debunk it, show what really happened. Take it apart, show that how these false flag operations were carried out. So I started in Sweden. I do guided tours around the site where the Swedish Prime Minister was shot dead, which is an absolute incredible assassination. Really, very much like the JFK one, multi-layered, extremely complex.
You're gonna do 9/11 in
Norway. I would love to. Yeah, I would love to.
If you do,
I would love to do Oklahoma City. I would love to.
Oh, yeah, if you come over, let us know. We will road trip together to catch up to you.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Get me to the States, you know, and in and out. I prefer out, not in an orange suit.
Well, you met a mutual friend of ours this not too long ago. You met a mutual friend of ours, Kevin Barrett, Dr. Kevin Barrett. You just met him, did you not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll get with him, and we'll see. Well, we'll see what we could do because
No, but it's
because next year, next September 11th, I'm redoing a Million American March Against Fear in D.C.
Good on ya.
And so we did it in 2013. I'm going to do it again in 2016. And so we're going to definitely have to have you there for that, and then we can also do your tour to New York because it's just right across the pond. We did the 9/11 thing. Sounds we'll have to work great. On that. What else? What else do you got? And then we're going to go to Zen.
I just want to say that I think it's time to turn it around. You know, it's been for such a long time. You know, you have a T-shirt where it says "I'm bad," "I'm a slut," "I'm all of these things." That is really cool. I say let's turn it around and let's make, you know, kindness awesome. Let's turn it, instead of kindness being the act of a wimp, let's do it the act of a warrior, with the soul of a warrior, the heart of a warrior, but do good, you know, for people around you, for your friends, for family, your neighborhood, and turn this whole thing around. Because what people don't understand is that if you are an asshole and treating people around you really bad, hurting people, killing people, doing drugs, all of that, you're playing their game. You're playing mm-hmm. their hand for them. If you get into jail, that is their agenda for you.
Right.
You know,
because
if you get into drugs, that is. If you get into crimes, you're playing their hands.
If I behead somebody, am I playing their game or?
It depends on if it's with a green screen or not. If it's with a green screen, you're playing that game.
Good answer.
But if it's like the Angel of Death, then it's not. It's just an isolated white guy just cuckoo in the head, right? You heard about the
Angel of Death.
You didn't hear about the Angel of Death?
I have. I met him more than once.
Did you really? The guy that cut the 60-year-old woman's head off, you met him?
No, not that one.
Oh,
but these things.
You met the real one. Okay. Right.
Yeah, I met the real one.
I'm sorry. I was talking about the guy who thought he was Christ incarnate, and he was told to behead a 60-year-old woman. He was a devout Christian. So,
but these stories, I really, you know, I'm a former journalist. These stories, when you just because you read about them or you hear about them on TV, it does not make it true. You know, check
that's
out the
got,
facts for yourself instead of buying it.
So we got 60 seconds. Zen, take us out here, buddy. Real quick. I'm sorry. We got 60 seconds.
Okay. It's great to meet you guys. You guys are a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you trying to wake people up. That's the best thing we can do.
We'll do a longer show with you guys. We kind of got crunched in here with this bigot we've been wanting to get on here.
60 seconds.
And people can, if they want to see my writing and...
Yes.
What I publish, it's at zengardner.com. It's Gardner spelled G-A-R-D-N-E-R.
And we have that on our website, correct?
Okay, great. Thanks, guys.
And we have Olay's contact information. I do not have your websites, Olay, so I will need you
My website is lightonconspiracies.com.
That's right.
Light on conspiracies.com.
Loki's going to add that to your bio. If you go to our website, you each have your own bio as our guests. In there, we'll have your websites and things of that nature for our guests to go to. Listen, real quick outro here for everybody. Zen will get you the website, Loki. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I want to thank our guests for showing up tonight. And yeah, we kind of picked on Tom Trent. This is what happens when you open your mouth and have stupidity come out. You know, you get shut down. Everybody, just research. All right. Look it up yourself. Cal, come on quickly. 5, 4.
Everybody,
3.
Thank you for listening. We love you all. Good night.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All righty. Done?
You keep talking about cutting heads off.